The Bible said that he got up Mark 1:35. Rusty Wilson, he got up way before daybreak and went out to a solitary place and prayed. You know what I'm saying? I don't know about you, but I've learned, discovered that if I just keep my hands in God's unchanging, after a while, by and by, I don't know about you, but I've learned that if I suffer, I got eternal life. This old boy was living in a graveyard, couldn't do nothing for himself. Always, night and day, night and day, always living in a graveyard. Some people came to try to help him along the way, but when they tried to help him, they couldn't do no wrong. But only Jesus, he said the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord, I said the Lord has anointed me to preach the gospel.
That you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
KAYT Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Good morning. Welcome to the Johnson Temple broadcast on KAYT. On behalf of our pastor, Superintendent Maurice Johnson, we would like to thank you once again for being one of our faithful listeners down through the years. As an announcement, we continue to serve Leesville and surrounding communities through our Feed the Hungry program that takes place on the second and fourth Wednesdays of the month, 11:30 a.m. to 1 o'clock p.m. During this event, perishable and non-perishable food items, along with a hot meal, are offered to individuals in need. This service is provided to the public regardless of financial status, and volunteers are always welcome. In today's broadcast, you will hear selections from the Johnson Temple Choir and a powerful message from Elder Jerry Taylor, one of the associate elders at Johnson Temple, entitled God's Love Never Fails. May God bless and keep you is our prayer.
Altos. I've got a new name. The scripture I wish to share with you is found in 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, verses 8 through 13. And I know that you don't have programs. Generally, it would be on the program, but since you don't have one, I'll give you a moment there to see if you would like to turn to that particular scripture. Amen. 1 Corinthians 13, verses 8 through 13. And they read as thus, verse 8, charity never faileth. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. 10 says, but when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away with. 11 goes on to say, when I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. Verse 12 continues, for now we see through a glass, darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part. But then shall I know, even as also I am known. And the 13th and the final verse says, and now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of these is charity. May God bless the reading of his word. Ushers, you may be seated. I wish to stay with the theme today, God's love will never fail. God's love will never fail. Amen. It's taken from verse 8. I wish to talk from that standpoint because God's love truly never fails. Well, what is love? How is love defined? In the Bible, love is primarily defined as agape, a selfless, sacrificial and unconditional commitment to the well-being of others, modeled by God's love for humanity. It is characterized as a proactive, action-oriented choice rather than a mere feeling. You see, feelings get us into trouble. So many young people, amen, have gotten into trouble going off of their feelings. Love is not that, amen. Love is not just a feeling, amen. You will find yourself, amen, in deep water if you just go by, amen, how you're feeling today, amen. So don't do that, amen. It's a choice rather than a mere feeling. And it emphasizes patience, kindness, and humility. As described in 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 8, God's love never fails. John 13, 34, 35, Jesus gives us a commandment that we love one another. Hey, hey, that we love one another. Now that is a commandment, amen. That is, amen, a commandment that, amen, not everybody exercises. Amen. So you can tell me all you want to tell me, I love you, amen, but there should be some actions behind it. There should be, amen, a way to show it, amen. I should be able to see some kind of sign, amen, that you love me, and not just you saying it with lip service. Unlike people, God's love never fails. Never fails. Amen. We must love one another. This commandment is new. It is upgraded. Amen. It upgraded the old standard of loving neighbor as oneself to a higher sacrificial standards based on Christ's love. And we know that Christ loved us so much that he hung on the cross and he died for an old rugged sinner like myself. Yes, amen. And I thank God, amen, for his love. This love serves as an identifying mark for his disciples and for us as well. Love will force us to do good to those who despitefully use us. Oh, I want to say that again. Because sometimes we get all mixed up, tangled up, amen, because we don't quite understand why, amen, somebody tell me I love you, but amen, do just the opposite of what is love is supposed to be. Amen. It is, amen, one of those things that we want to, amen, make sure that we are aware of. This love will force us to do good on those who despitefully use us, which is a central, challenging command from Jesus in Matthew 5:44 and Luke 6:27-36, urging believers to love their enemies. Bless those who curse you. Oh my goodness, that's a heavy one there. Blessing those that curse you, and pray for those, amen, our persecutors, those that persecute us. This action involved breaking the cycle of retaliation. Every time somebody do something, amen, against us, we cannot, amen, fall into the spirit of retaliation. By offering kindness, amen, lets us know. Mercy, amen, and compassion instead of revenge, even when we are mistreated. When we display these types of behavior, forget retaliation, drop the grudges, and treat others as we would like to be treated, shows God that we love him and that we are striving to be like him. blessing those, amen, around us that are against us is the ultimate example of God's love. That is not only, that it not only helps us, but it helps those around us as well. God's love never fails. A friend, amen, a friend loves at all times. I said a friend loves at all times, amen. Amen, at all times. Amen, you can count on a friend's true love, amen. Amen, a friend, amen, is a brother, amen, is born, and a brother is born, amen, for adversity. Amen. Proverbs 17:17 reminds us that real love is constant. Real love, amen, is not conditional. True friends remain when life gets tough, breath gets bad, and God's love, amen, will never fail. Amen. Your money get funny. True friends, brother, they're going to stick with you. God places brothers and sisters in our lives to help us carry, amen, the heavy trials and the heavy burden problem that come down, amen, to weigh us down. Hosea reminds us that ours is a loving God whose loyalty to his covenant people is unwavering, just as it was for the Israelites. Amen. Despite Israel's continuous turning, amen, to false gods and turning back away from God, God's steadfast love is portrayed in the long-suffering husband of this unfaithful wife. God's love never fails. I know that God's love never fails because his love did not fail, amen, Moses and the children of Israel as they, amen, came up to the Red Sea. I know that his love never fails, amen, because it didn't fail Esther, amen, when she went in to see the king, amen. She said, if I perish, I perish, but I'm going to see the king. That's because God's love will never fail. The three Hebrew boys, amen, placed in the fiery furnace by Nebuchadnezzar, amen, who turned it up, amen, hotter than normal. They love, amen, God's love did not fail from them, amen. God's love will never fail, amen. Jairus' 12-year-old daughter, amen, Mark 5:21-23, amen. Our love, she was raised from the dead because God's love never fails, amen. God's love, amen, never fails. For I am persuaded, amen, that neither death nor life, nor angel, nor principalities, nor powers, nor the things present, nor things to come, no heights, nor death, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. It emphasizes God's immense love and the sacrificial gift of Jesus and the promise of salvation. You see, saints of God, when you're going through, amen, when times get hard, amen, just lean on Jesus and remember in your mind, remember in your heart that God's love never fails. That person sitting next to you, or that person that you're living with, or that person that you're walking with, amen, they may not love you. They may stop showing love. But hey, you can trust God and you can believe God, amen. God loves us all and his love is not conditional. You see, sometimes, amen, I'll only love you if you do what I say. I'll only love you if you act like I tell you to act. But when you have that real agape love, amen, doesn't matter what you say, doesn't matter what you do, I'm yet gonna love you anyway, amen. I'm gonna love you, amen. And I'm not only going to love you, but I'm going to be there for you. I'm going to lift you up. I'm going to hold you up. Amen. This is God. Amen. See, nobody can do us like God. We don't care. Amen. About what everybody else says. People going to talk. Amen. They're going to say all kinds of things. Amen. But it's God that you got to be concerned with. God's word is what you got to believe in. Amen. If you believe in God's word, yea, though you walk through the valley of the shadows of death, you shall feel no evil, because God is with you. His rod and his staff, amen, they're to comfort you. Keep on trusting in God's love. Keep on believing in God's word. He will, amen, make everything all right. He will, amen, make life better for you. Amen. And I know there are some of you out there. I know there's some of you out there right now who's been through an experience, amen. Know that it was only and nothing but the love of God, amen. Nothing but the love of God that brought you through, amen. When you found yourself, amen, down yonder sick on the sick bed, amen, God came in, amen. God healed your body, amen. You didn't know, you didn't believe, but God came in. Didn't know how you was gonna do it. Didn't know how you're gonna make it through. But God came in. God's love never failed. And he loved us once again. He loved us so much, amen, that he crossed. Went on the cross. He went through the cross. Amen. He died for us. Amen. Oh, man. Amen. Rugged sinners like us. Amen. Sinners like us. Amen. He died for us. Amen. And if he died for us, amen, there's nothing too hard for him. There's nothing he won't do for us. All we have to do is just hold. Hold to his unchanging hand. Hold to his unchanging hand. Trust in him with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding, because your understanding will tell you there's no way out. There's no help for you. But you just keep believing, amen. Keep believing, amen, that God's love, it will never fail. Amen. God's love will be there when nobody else will be there. Amen. Just continue to believe that. Continue to hold on to that principle. Continue to hold out, amen. Hold out until the change comes. God's love. You see, saints of God, it's been my experience that I can pat you on the back, look you dead in your face, and say, I love you. I'm here for you. But it's been my experience. Everything that comes out of our mouth is not always the truth. But God's word never fails. It never fails. Amen. And know this. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what you're going through. Through God's love, you will be able to make it. His love, as the old songwriter said, love lifted me. When nothing else could happen, love lifted me. And we have to know that. We have to believe it. There's going to be some sad times in our lives. Gonna be some bad times, but God's love never fails, mother. God's love never fails. I don't care, amen, how dark it may get. You may find yourself at the midnight hour, but know this, God's love will shake the chains off the locks in the jail cell. God's love. Amen. Just when you think that it's impossible, God's love will tell us all things are possible through him that loves you. Amen. So you can take assurance and know that he loves me. I may be going through right now, but there's a brighter side somewhere. Amen. God bless you.